today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, salam and welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. So welcome to this episode of today's special. We're going to speak about role model in Islam. Today, Monday, is the 3rd of Jamadil Awal, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 7th of the month of Azar, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 28th of November, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is Surah At-Tawbah, verse 128.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. لقد جاءكم رسول من أنفسكم عزيز عليه ما عنتم حريص عليكم بالمؤمنين رؤوف رحيم.
There has certainly come to you a messenger from among yourselves. Grievous to him is what you suffer. He is concerned over you, and to the believers is kind and merciful.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
It says that this prophet is from among yourself. He is not of the kind of angels, but he is of your kind, and like you, he eats, sleeps, and lives. He is not a prince or a person born in a wealthy family who cannot perceive your toils and pains. He is from among you and has grown up in the same lane and quarters where you have familiar intercourse. He is very kind and merciful to the believers and loves those believers who have truly embraced his religion.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Nawwarta darbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi,
shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Nawwarta darbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi.
We are looking at role model in Islam. This is a very great blessing for this ummah. Allah has given us a perfect example of how to apply this religion. In every aspect of our lives, we have a human example to look to. We can see how Prophet Muhammad behaved under the different circumstances, and we can know with certainty that the way he behaved was in accordance with the relation of Allah. This is just one of the many blessings that we Muslims have received. In the other religions, such as Christianity or Judaism, they don't have such a wonderful example. They do not possess a detailed and authentic record of how their prophets lived. Hence, when it comes to day-to-day matters in their lives, they have no authentic reference that they can turn to that will give them the satisfaction of knowing what Allah wants from them in each and every moment of their lives.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, today we are going to talk about the role model. Whom should we choose as a role model and how can we be a good role model for others? The problem is that in reality, the person who's going to be a role model, he has to have the characteristics of having those features and characteristics of being a good role model. So that is after the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is going to be a good role model, the decent role model for the humanity, for the for Muslim societies, for Islamic societies, and let's say even beyond Islamic societies, for humanity in general. A person like Imam Ali alayhi salam is going to be a collector of all the good virtues, like courageous, like courage, like justice, like generousness, like worship, like piety, like humbleness. So these are the factors that we have to find it in a person to accept him as a role model. But we witnessed that it was a sin in the behavior of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, but by mistake, the society went to a direction and chose the wrong model. And this is the reason that we see that catastrophe happens in the Islamic society. We see that Mahatma Gandhi is being considered as a role model, an example of anti-colonialism in the Indian subcontinent. We even have some cases of people in our own society, some people who were a good model of being a selfless people, like the famous farmer who was selfless, and actually he saved the lives and the souls of all the passengers of a train with his selflessness, and he sacrificed himself in order to stop that train and not to continue and go ahead so that the train collapsed. So we have these models in our society. But when we are talking about a comprehensive role model, actually we are looking for those who are perfect from different aspects and dimensions.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
From being a positive role model for your child, let's learn more about manners. Prophet of Allah, Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny taught us that the best amongst you are those who have the best manners and character. Remember, parents are children's first role models, so the way we conduct ourselves is of utmost importance to their nurturing. Children are very perceptive and notice when parents are angry or upset with each other, so we should constantly be working on our relationships to cultivate and refine good manners towards each other. A happy couple will be able to raise happy children. Our manners or akhlaq are revealed in how we interact towards others. Islam determines every aspect of the life of a Muslim. It highlights how to have the best conduct towards other people, for example, in respecting our parents, gentleness with children, and courtesy towards our neighbors. Children observe the relationships we have towards others, especially family members. Issues will arise between your parents, siblings, and their spouses. children should not be dragged into such issues. Be forgiving and accommodating so that you reconcile differences as soon as possible. Do not backbite or spread ill feeling towards others.
رَبُّنَا رَبُّ الْقُلُوبِ وَهُوَ عَلَّامُ الْغُيُوبِ فِي الشُّرُوقِ وَفِي الْغُرُوبِ نُورُهُ يَهْدِي الْعَصَى رَبُّنَا رَبُّ الْقُلُوبِ وَهُوَ عَلَّامُ الْغُيُوبِ فِي الشُّرُوقِ وَفِي الْغُرُوبِ نُورُهُ يَهْدِي الْعَصَى رَبُّنَا الْهَادِي الْوَدُودِ فَضْلُهُ مِلْءُ الْوُجُودِ عَفْوُهُ خَيْرٌ وَجُودٌ فَارْتَجِي دَوْمًا رِضًا.
Tip parts: building your confidence. As you start to consider how you can choose a role model in your life, try to develop faith in yourself too. The goal of choosing role models is to motivate you to become a better person. However, it doesn't mean that you totally learn on them and adopt every aspect of the life in yours. If you think of doing so, you will never find the right role model, or even if you do, you will never be yourself. Therefore, it is necessary to have confidence in yourself and your abilities to become whoever you wish to be.
Messenger of Allah, his example is not for us to just admire, but to copy and to follow. And so Allah Ta'ala, he said, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. Most surely there has been an excellent role model for you in the Messenger of Allah, and for anyone who has been putting their hope in Allah and expecting the last day and has remembered Allah frequently. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala ordered us to follow the Prophet's every command. He said, وَمَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُ. And whatever the messenger brings you, accept it. And whatever he forbids you, abstain from it. We have been guided to the example of Ibrahim al-Khalil alayhi salam and those who were with him. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he said, قَدْ كَانَتْ لَكُمْ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ فِي إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ إِذْ قَالُوا لِقَوْمِهِمْ إِنَّا بُرَآءُ مِنْكُمْ وَمِمَّا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ كَفَرْنَا بِكُمْ. Surely there has always been an excellent role model for you in Ibrahim and those with him, when they said to their people, we disown you and what you worship apart from Allah. We have disbelieved in you. Or we have disbelieved in you, meaning disbelieved in your polytheism, in your shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah confirms that they are the best of role models. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِيهِمْ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ. Indeed, there has always been an excellent role model in them, meaning Ibrahim and those with him, for you, and for anyone who has put their hope in Allah and the last day.
It's very interesting topic to know more about. So inshallah we continue. So till then, tomorrow, Allah keep all of you safe and sound. Have a nice time and fi amanillah.
Crazy, who you praying for? They told me there is nothing who you're looking for. for. Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside, I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer.